You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 14th of September. Oh, the Nuggets just won't die. The coaching circle is crazy. And our player review is Royce O'Neal. It's all coming up on a Monday edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your first order. All right, I got a bunch of things I want to touch on right out of the chute. Then we'll dig into what's going on in the NBA because it's very newsworthy. And then we'll dig into Royce O'Neal as with B-Ball Index and looking at his career and some other stuff. First thing, these are the days where I'm most proud of what we've built with Locked On. And I just wanted to mention it. If you're a football fan or even, if you're a football fan, like the game recaps that are going on across the board on every show are great. Like yesterday, I just spent the day like catching up on all the games, some of which I saw, some of which I don't. The local experts are just great. Locked On College Football, Monday edition of the show is the biggest stories of the week. Candace Cooper hosts it, interviewing our local experts. That's terrific. Locked On NFL now is the same thing. Peter Bukowski with local experts on the three biggest stories. Peacock and Williamson have the deep dive breakdown for you if you're an NFL fan, if you want the big picture, and then all the individuals. It's just great. And we're shattering records of listens, so thank you very much. Second thing, just on a personal note, I do not have any understanding background of mental health issues. It's probably the biggest gap in my like understanding and knowledge, and I've just been noticing a ton of people kind of sharing their mental health issues or things of that nature. I mean, whether it's because of Dak Prescott or Skip Bayless just being a total a-hole or what, I don't know. I just want to comment on the world in a little way if I can. The fact is that actually most of us agree on things. The fact is that while maybe I have one political side of the ledger that I'm on and you maybe have another, if we actually sat down, we would agree on most things. The idea that everybody's point of view has to fall all on one side of the fence or the other is asinine. And it creates this feeling, I think, of loneliness and division and divisiveness. And I'll admit, like when I'm reading Twitter and I see something, I get a pit in my stomach. Oh my gosh. Or, you know, whatever it might be, it's actually not reality. I just wanted to share. Reality is that humans instinctually care about other humans, that people are actually there for each other, that people do good things, which the coronavirus has screwed this up because there's like you physical contact and all this stuff. But like people live off human touch. Like we're being pushed by outside forces in manners outside of our natural instincts. And I guess my point is if you're feeling that, and I don't have any understanding or expertise or knowledge here at all. And as I said, I think it's probably the biggest gap in my kind of personal knowledge of the world. But I would tell you, if you find yourself buying into this falsified division, falsified separation, falsified loneliness, it's not true. Just ask someone, share, and I promise people will be loving, caring in response. I just promise. Because that's who we are. All right. I don't know why, but this is our platform and we're together as a group. And I just thought we should, all right. You got it. We're a community. You and I, we're all together. We're a part of a community. So I felt the need to do that. I mean, here's the thing that's interesting to me. I'll just show this. Like, I don't have any of it. And I can feel it, like, teetering. Like, I ran away last week, like, got in the van and took off. Like, I am using my call map more than ever before. It's been greatly successful and feels great. And so that's why I'm using it. But, you know, so those are the, I can feel it. All right, let's get to it. There's just a ton of stuff. The Nuggets are incredible. And what they're doing to the Clippers is incredible. And it's interesting because obviously we look at everything from a Jazz perspective, and it does, I think, make you kind of look at us a little bit. Here's the most incredible things. Tom Ziller, with his newsletter, pointed this out. Game 5, the Clippers score 16 points in the 11 key possessions of the game. That's a lot. Right? So here's the Clippers who built the vaunted defense of Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and Patrick Beverley. And all of a sudden, in Game 5, in the key moments, the Clippers are averaging, the Nuggets are averaging almost 1.5 points per possession. Jokic and Murray are unguardable when they're going. And when Jokic is shooting the three like he is right now, they're really, really unguardable. Like, not sort of unguardable, really unguardable. Because Jokic is conducting, and there's just not, because of his, we've run down through this again. We can do it again, but you run through it. It is almost impossible to stop that play. Like, if he makes his shots, it's over. Because if they're running the two-man game on the handoff, and he pops, and you don't go to him, then Murray's just going to the basket, and Jokic is hitting 46% of his threes at 6 a game right now in the playoffs. He's averaging 26 points a game. It's funny, Rudy's defense looks better today than it did during that series. And the fact is that Rudy blew up their two-man game, right? Like, this is, we go back to this again, where in these series, these people start evaluating what's going on with a lack of knowledge. And the fact is, I look at this and come back to it and say, you know what, actually, Rudy's just as dominant as he ever was. I don't find, you know, yeah, the Clippers and Denver's offensive rating was a 120 in game 6. And they're finding, they ran the Murray-Jokic pick and roll 32 times. Like, they've gone back to their primary play, which they couldn't run at all against the Jazz, interestingly enough. And you got to give the Clippers incredible credit. I mean, they have got something inside their DNA. They just, I said this when we lost to them. I think it must have been a bubble. It must have been a bubble game. They just win. They just win. Right? Like, they, whatever is in that makeup, and give them credit for it, they just find a way to win. And it's just super impressive. One thing I talked about all year long with the Clippers was that they had a Lou Williams problem. Okay? Gary Harris, 3 of 5 when being guarded by Lou Williams. Monty Morris, 4 of 9. Jamal Murray, 2 of 4. Michael Porter Jr., 2 of 5 with a 3. Jokic on switches, 3 of 4 and 2 of 2 from 3. It's hard for them to play Lou Williams in a bunch of these circumstances. And now that Montrezl Harrell's not playing well, it's an issue. The Clippers have not been cohesive all season long, and we're seeing that. Give Denver credit. They're exposing it. Denver's offensive rating in the last two games is a 116 and a 120 against a team that's supposed to be the best defensive team around. And maybe most importantly, the Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic pick and roll is being run 30 times a game. And that doesn't even count their handoffs. Because they can't stop that. And the minute, you know, they're going to, they're getting the Clipper, and they're finding the Clippers' weaknesses. It's pretty fascinating. So game seven there will be great. All right, we'll talk about the coaching circle and then talk about Royce O'Neal as well. Today's show brought to you in part by Homie. Boy, they do interesting stuff. So they, you know, the background on Homie is BYU graduate school, guys coming out of the there, and they build this thing called Entrada for property management groups. They look at the business and they say, wait, this doesn't work. And they build it all up. Actually, one of the guy's wife was running it, and there was a lineup of people every day. He's like, we got to make this better. And they did. They built this incredible company. Well, this is the next one, because Homie is doing the same thing to real estate. I don't know if everyone knows this, but 6% of a home price, or $18,000 on a $300,000 home, goes to commissions paid, unless you use Homie. And then Homie is going to continue to save you money. They've saved customers $50 million in total by not using traditional realtors. And the $50 million in savings comes from the fact you don't pay a commission to Homie like the 3% you hand over to a traditional agent. So it's 3% on each side of a sale, 6%. That's where that out of $300,000 home, $18,000 going to real estate agents. But not with Homie. With Homie, they have a flat fee no matter how much your home sells for. So if you've put in all the work to make your home better, Homie's going to save you money. That's why Homie is saving sellers an average of $10,000. That's right, an average of $10,000. Find out more from Homie. You can visit homie.com or just text LOCK to 88588. That's LOCK to 88588. LOCK to 88588. An experienced local Homie agent will help you every step of the way. Today's show is also brought to you by Built Bar. The new Built Bars are out, and they are absolutely fabulous. If you have not checked out the new Built Bar, go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKED ON. And if you haven't, you're already a Built Bar person, guess what? The promo code LOCKED ON still works for you. Built Bar has relaunched for the health-conscious protein bar. Here it is. Low sugar, low calorie, high protein, high fiber. Great for the keto diet. Here's an example. Let's take the cookies and cream bar. 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of carbs. That's pretty incredible. You get a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. I don't know if they're out of that or not. Go to builtbar.com. Use the promo code LOCKED ON. You'll get $10 off your next order and $10 off the order after that, frankly, as well. Go to builtbar.com. Unbelievably healthy, ridiculously delicious. You can take any. I like the mint brownie and the orange, but I'm also I'm allergic to nuts, so I can't do that. So you can mix your own bar, build your own bundles. Go to the website. Incredible experience. Check it out. BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKED ON. The coaching circle in the NBA is incredible right now. I mean, from even one standpoint, that frankly, all of the guys that are most enjoyable to talk to after games are like out of work. Nate McMillan, Mike D'Antoni, Billy Donovan. It's going to be interesting to see who gets gigs. Indiana, 4 seed, open. Nate McMillan out. Pretty interesting job. Philadelphia, 6 seed with 2 superstars, open. Pretty interesting job. Brooklyn, they went with Steve Nash. Chicago, loaded with talent, open. Knicks went with Tom Thibodeau. Over in the West, you now have the Rockets, 4 seed, open. Oklahoma City, 5 seed, open. Pretty amazing. Bunch of words around San Antonio, but no, it doesn't sound like anything's going on there. New Orleans, open. Pretty interesting jobs available right now. I don't know what the Rockets do. Kevin Pelton wrote an interesting piece on what the Rockets can do with the coaching change. The fact of the matter is, this is where analytics do kick in. For all the things about Russell Westbrook, you know what? It's a problem. He's a problem. He's analytically one of the worst offensive players in the league. He gets you all these rebounds, all these assists. He makes all these highlights. He does all things, but on the bottom line, he's just not efficient enough to win with. And you're paying him massive money, and I don't think you can trade him. And I'd be very scared to trade for James Harden because I don't know what he expects. And frankly, a lot of that team was built around his limitations as well as his strengths. So that one gets really interesting on how the Rockets... And what's also interesting about the Rockets is they've moved away from pick-and-roll basketball into this isolation. And, you know, Oklahoma City suddenly without Russ this year, Billy Donovan, I thought did a nice job, you know, got let go, coach of the year, got let go, you know, moving the basketball, playing multiple pick-and-roll sets. But you couldn't do that with Russ. He's not going to do that. He's not playing that way. So... like, what are your options if you're Houston? They are loaded with talent. Eric Gordon is getting old, but we might be seeing them slip out a little bit. They might get a bounce a little bit from a coach, but, I mean, it's an interesting situation, right? You got P.J. Tucker at 6'5". Whatever coach you hire has to be willing to play with that roster as it is because they just don't have the flexibility to go alter their roster and change who they are as a team. Some of these other teams, you can go make some changes, change who you want to play, add some personnel, make some moves. I'm not sure you can do that with Houston, which makes things even kind of more tricky for them than otherwise. All right, let's go to Royce O'Neal. As our player profile, 27 years old, 6'4", 226. Using B-Ball Index and their grading system as we have, if you've missed the other guys there, we did our four guards. We did Mike, we did Donovan, we did Jordan Clarkson, and we did Joe Ingles. And now we're into the wing. So I'm going to compare Royce to 150 players defined as wing players. Royce, he's classified as a stationary shooter wing stopper. We would agree. Offensive role power forward, defensive role shooting guard. Top talents, they give him ability to generate high volumes of high-value scoring opportunities for teammates. I would not have thought of that. Perimeter shooting, perimeter defense, and roll gravity. No badges for Royce. His top statistical areas are catch and shoot three, pickpocket rating, and screen assists. So let's go to his usage, his minutes played, things like that. His offensive load, he's in the 8th percentile. His usage rate is in the 5th percentile. He basically has the lowest usage rate of almost any player in the league, which is pretty interesting because at 46 touches a game, he's actually touching the ball. He actually has the ball kind of an average amount for a player, and he plays inside of the system. We can all want something more, but if Donovan's going to be the ball handler and the usage is going to go up and you're going to have Boyan and you got Mike and we're always worrying about whether Joe's getting enough shots, maybe having someone like Royce O'Neal at a 5% usage rate with one of the lowest offensive loads in the league is incredibly important. He is surrounded by A-level offensive talent. So they put contextual data here on B-Ball Index and they look at what the offensive talent around you is, and they give it an A, which is why, therefore, even more that maybe his usage rate doesn't need to be high, and he's the perfect fit into what they're doing. His defensive talent is a B minus, and then the same thing we've seen the whole time. Spacing is an A, and playmaking is a D minus. His matchup difficulty, which is estimated degree of difficulty rating for specific players, a player had to guard based on data captured of who guarded whom every second of possession. So who is he guard? He is the highest matchup difficulty defensively and D position versatility, an estimate of the player's versatility based on profile position he spent guarding. In other words, where he moves from one to the other, he's an A. So pretty impressive defensive role there. Takes the most difficult guy, and the numbers we'll give you coming up here are really remarkable on this. By the way, as the week goes on, we'll look at our other wing players. We'll look at Boyan. We'll look at George Niang. We'll continue to break down. We've done four. We'll continue to do our player profiles every day this week using B-Ball Index as well. He gets an F on pace impact, which is interesting because I would have thought that he ran a little bit. And he's in foul trouble a decent amount. Well, that's because of it. All right, his open, his three-point shooting, he gets an A-. His pull-up shooting, he gets a D. His catch and shoot, he gets an A-. His above-the-break three, he gets an A-. His corner three, he gets a B. He is a traditional 3-and-D guy without a lot. His openness rating, the estimate of how open a player is, he's the most open player in the entire NBA. Now, this one's important. Because if you buy into this stat, Royce is good defensively, but he is the most open player in all of the NBA. And so you have to ask yourself, how many other guys, if they were this open, would shoot 42% from three and 39% on above the break threes? And how replaceable is that? Now, he's got a new contract. He fits perfectly. And is somebody else willing to have that low usage rate? His percentage of 3 points open is 48% of them open, which is in the 95th percentile, which is an A. It's not, but his overall openness rating is number one in the league. His catch and shoot versus pull up is fine to the 3 point. Total gravity, they actually give him a B. And his 3 point shot creation, he gets an F. In other words, he's getting open looks. His catch and shoot's an A-, is above the break three's an A-, and he's open. He's the spacing, he might be the perfect player, right? Because we just went to the fact that our playmaking, we keep getting every time we do this, our lineup playmaking's a D-, and our lineup spacing's an A. One-on-one, isolation value, an F. That's not his game. These are interesting statistics to me because it takes away some subjective aspects. He's a great driver if he has space. Like, he's a go and catch guy and he's straight line. They give him a C on that. Total shots at the rim, unassisted shots at the rim, pretty low. Percentage of rims unassisted, low. Getting to the rim rating, low. I thought this was surprising. I didn't know this. Drive pass out rate. Okay, percentage of drives leading to a pass out to a teammate. He gets an A. Drive assist rate, he gets an A-. I would not have known that about Royce. To his credit, good for Royce. Fouls drawing, D+. Contact finish rate, C+. Field goal percentage at the rim, D+. Shot difficulty at the rim, F. Finishing rate at the rim, not elite. Overall finishing talent, not elite. So he's a open 3-point shooter, and he gets the blender going. And he guards our best guy. It's a pretty valuable combination. We'll look at more on Royce and some other interesting kind of aspects and the amazing numbers of how often he is defending the best defensive player or best offensive player on the other team. It's really remarkable. To see. Today's show is brought to you in part by Roman. Talking about erectile dysfunction is not easy. Usually we brush it off, blame ourselves, say something like, I lost my mojo, we avoid it altogether, hey, I had a long day at work. Or as our Browns host said today, honey, our team just got blown out 38-6. I'm not feeling it. You know, whatever it might be. But with Roman, it's easy to talk about it. With a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation, ongoing care for ED, and all the comfort of your home and the privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment. If the medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you free, 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and simple and discreet. So get Roman, go to roman.com/lockedonNBA. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's getroman.com/lockedonNBA. Getroman.com/lockedonNBA. Roman's here for you. Complete online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and to take care of it for you. Getroman.com/lockedonNBA. Today's show is also brought to you by Murdoch Chevy. There's a lot of fun stuff going on at Murdoch Chevy. The Murdoch Sure program is still underway. If you want to do a contactless, You can do it all online. They'll bring the car to you. You can test drive it yourself. Or you can head in to Murdoch Chevy in Woods Cross. They take care of all of the safety features for you, making sure the place is sanitized, everyone wearing the mask, do all the things. And then you can check out the amazing inventory. Some super deals right now. The Equinox 2020 LS, the 2020 is starting at $21,990. I drove the Equinox. Great SUV, perfect size, a great amount of space, quiet, good features. You can tell it was well built. Has good pop when you're driving it. Really, for $21,990, that's kind of stunning. I was surprised when I got that note from them. So the 2020 Equinox LS is starting at $21,990. Also have the incredible Chevy truck lineup. So that's the Silverado and the Colorado. And then you know the Tucson, or the Tahoe, excuse me, and the Suburban and all the other great things are out there. Don't forget the 2020 Corvette convertible if your midlife crisis is a Corvette convertible instead of like a camper van like mine, then that's the answer. Boy, that the red one is okay. I could have multiple midlife crises. Stop by Murdoch Chevy, located in Woods Cross, also in Logan. If you want to let me know beforehand, we'll set up a private meeting with you to give you an elite experience. All right, here's some more stuff on Royce. Pretty interesting. So we've kind of dealt with, you know, off-ball movement. He doesn't get great ratings on a lot of stuff, which I was a little surprised because I always feel like he's doing a good job. He's a good shooter off screens, but his cuts and cut share and cut, I was surprised. I thought he kind of moved off the ball and did a little bit more about that. I was, again, give Royce a lot of credit. His playmaking assists per 75 possessions is an A-, probably because he uses so little. His potential assists per pass is as low, but that's our system. His passing aggressiveness is low, but his passing efficiency is high. And so a little bit, you know, kind of surprising. Give him credit. That's something where I love these numbers because, you know, offensive rebounding, he does almost no offensive rebounding. Defensive rebounding, he gets a B, and defensive rebounding per chance, he gets an A-. Super impressive. Contested defensive rebounding rate's not great. He's small. He's 6'4". But really important for our system that he actually rebounds with as small as we are. Here's the amazing stuff. He guarded there's two ways to look at it. They either break it down as mega creator, primary creators, or secondary creators. As the guys who, 97% of the time he guarded a mega creator. We'll actually get into, there's another breakdown of it, which is the 92nd percentile. And primary creators, 31% of the time in the 96th percentile. Pretty amazing. Now, this is he guarded a power forward 21% of the time, a small forward 20% of the time, a shooting guard 29% of the time, and a point guard 22% of the time. That's amazing. And then his defensive matchups. Tier one usage player, 33% of the time, which is in the 98th percentile. Tier two usage player, 21% of the time, which is in the 96th percentile. So Royce is guarding the best guys every time out there. He's getting the most open threes, and he's actually creating some opportunities for people with the lowest usage rate. It's a pretty interesting player. He guards an all-NBA player 13% of the time, 95th percentile, an all-star 22% of the time, 98% of the time. Like, he's never getting a day off. He gets a B for pickpock rating, a B- for loose ball rating. Shot distribution, he only gets a B. Everybody else kind of has an A on altering shot distribution. Usually because of Rudy. He's not great on steals. He's not great on deflections. Here's what his player impact rating is from the various advanced metrics. He is A- offense, A defense for player impact rating. For real plus minus, he's a C+ offense and an A- defense. For Raptor, which is 538, he's a B+ offense and a B defense. And for box plus minus, he's a C+ offense and an A defense. I think we got it. It's pretty interesting and maybe the perfect match to exactly who we are as a team and what we need. All right, we will look at Bojan Bogdanovic tomorrow and analyze his game. And through B-Ball Index, thanks to them for their look. I thought Royce was pretty interesting comparing him to the 157 wing players. A unique game, and learned a little bit as well. Thanks very much for tuning in. This is Locked On Jazz. Go ahead now and listen to, well, gosh, so many things for you. If you're an NFL fan, go grab the new Locked On NFL today. Have a good one.